You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
I like it when people don't just hold the mic, but command it. When they walk into a room and shift its energy, not just by being present, but with their presence. You know the difference, right? And I really think our shapeshifter this week is one such woman. She is a Tanzanian powerhouse whose voice has become the heartbeat of countless events and celebrations. Adeline Mushi, known to the world as MC Lina, is not just an MC. She is a storyteller, a mood setter, and a trailblazer who's redefining what it means to stand in front of a crowd and own it. Crowned Most Preferred Female MC of the Year 3 times in a row, in 2019, 2020, and 2021, she's turned her gift for connecting with people into an art form and a thriving business. But behind the stage lights and the applause, there is a story of grit, of grace, and growth, a story of a little girl who's just living her wildest dreams. Tonight, we go beyond the mic to meet the woman who made the spotlight her lane, her legacy, and her lesson and courage. MC Lina, welcome to Business Sense, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
I'm so excited to be speaking to you. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good too, thank you. MC
Fantastic.
Lina.
God is good.
I wanted to begin at the very beginning. Before the stage, before the spotlight. Yeah. Who was Adeline when no one was watching? And what part of that girl still walks with you on every stage that you step into?
Okay, so Adeline was just a very happy girl, very daring girl. I'm an extrovert, so I'm very fun person to be around, you know. That is MC Lina, basically. Yeah. So I'm somebody who would light up a dull room.
Yeah.
And I'm somebody who, when I walk into a room, you would know that I'm there. Yeah. So that's Adeline for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And what were you dreaming about as a little girl? I'm hearing the child in the background and I'm thinking about how old you were at that time and what your dreams were, perhaps a little bit older. What did you want to become when you grew up?
Okay, so when I was a little girl, like I think most girls' dreams is to be an air hostess.
Okay.
You know, I remember when we were traveling from Kenya, traveling to Botswana, I was in grade 3. We were traveling to Botswana in 1992. And you know, the air hostesses, I was like, oh my goodness, you know, I was like, I used to look at them and I'm like, I wish I could be like them, you know?
Yeah.
So I used to want to be an air hostess, but I also wanted to be a singer because I used to sing. So I used to be like, I wanted to be a singer as well, but my dad would not, you know, he would not let me become a singer for sure.
Of course.
You know, my dad was a doctor.
Oh,
so for him, singing was a... Singing was a no.
A hobby. What do you mean you want to make a living out of singing?
Exactly. You know, for him, there was no way he was going to understand that. So that was me. Those were my dreams. And then much later, then I wanted to become a doctor like my dad.
Of course.
Yes. And then I realized I'm too emotional. So yes. And then, you know, And then I grew up.
I'm curious to know what you studied. What did you go to school for? And did you practice in the thing that you studied?
I studied a Bachelor of Arts in Social Sciences.
Okay.
Yes, majored in Demography and Environmental Science. Then moved back to Tanzania, worked for banks, two banks. And then I also worked in one of the... one of the other companies that's not a bank.
Yeah.
And then I also worked in media as well. Yeah. So I have, and I worked in HR, in human resources.
Okay, you've lived quite a life. You've lived quite a life. Yes, quite an expansive. Quite an expansive life. And then MCing found you, or did you find it? Talk to me about the journey to you being this well-acclaimed, most preferred MC in Tanzania.
Okay, so basically, so for me, because I was an extrovert, so I'm the kind of person who, when I see a crowd, you know, for me, I get excited and I want to be on top. I just want to be on stage. So whenever, when I was working at one of the banks, you know, I was in HR and I used to do training and development. So, you know, training people, you know, standing in front of people, delivering stuff and all that, you know, that for me was a passion. So then after that, I did, there was a friend of mine who was getting married. She's one of the, you know, she's known right now in the world, you know. So she was getting married, and for her bridal shower, she just invited us as her friends. And when we got there, I could see there was nothing going on, like there was no particular program. So, you know, we were dressed like bunnies. That was the theme, the bunny theme. So, you know, and we're just sitting around. Then I asked her, what's happening? Like, what's the program like? And then she's like, actually, I don't have a program, but I have games here. I want us to play games and this and that. Then I said, okay, tell me exactly what you want us to do, and I'm going to take over. So I took over. So I started, like, organizing everybody and getting everything, like, you know, I got everybody started. And then when we finished, she was so happy, and she was getting married to a guy from the States. So obviously they needed English. And, you know, in Tanzania, not most people are very fluent in English, you know. So, you know, when she, when I finished the bridal shower, she said to me, hey, listen, I want you to do my send-off party, you know. And then I was like, no, I've never done this before. She's like, listen, the way you did the bridal shower is the way you're going to do my send-off party. And then I said, no. I said, look, the bridal shower had very few people. The send-off is going to be big. And I've never done this before. I've never hosted a send-off before. She said, listen, you will just do the way you did this one. What I need is your English, because my husband's family do not speak Kiswahili. So I need your English, and I need you to host it. Then I said, okay, fine. I'll see whatever I can do. So we went, and then I hosted the event. You know, I didn't even know what a program looked like, but I just did it. And then after the send-off, she was like, you know what? You're going to be my MC for the wedding.
Hi, Bo. Repeat business. Come on.
Yes. And mind you, by the way, I was not getting paid for
information. Yes. It is a favor for a friend.
So, and then, so I was like, no, I can't. And at that time, her wedding was happening at one of the most expensive hotels in Tanzania. You know? And I was like, no, I can't. She was like, look, the way you did my send-off,
exactly,
you're just
going to
do the same thing that you did. And then I was like, oh my goodness. So we went now for the wedding. The wedding was top-notch. I remember up to this day, the theme color was red, black, and white. And I wore this red dress. I will never forget. So I hosted the wedding. And by the time we were done, all my friends were telling me, you need to do this. Honestly, you're so good. You need to think of. And then I said to them, no, guys, I can't do this. I'm working for a bank. I'm a corporate. And then how do I tell my dad today I'm an MC? Like, as you know, these are things that people who didn't go to school do. And then I'm like, how do I tell my dad today I'm an MC? I'm like, how? So I was like, no, I can't. Then they said to me, no, you do it nicely. You know, you'll do it the corporate way. You'll change things and all that. And I was like, guys, do you know my dad? You know? So I remember we went out at one of these eat-out place and was sitting, and all my friends were telling me, you need to do this, like, seriously. And I was like, no. I'm a corporate. I mean, I cannot now be seen hosting functions.
Imagine.
And then I'm walking into a bank on a Monday morning, you know? And they were like, girl, you are sitting on money. And then for me, I brushed it off. And then, like, whenever an event would happen, I would just want to host it just for fun, because I used to enjoy doing it. And then I got married in 2011. And then I got separated in 2014. So when I got separated from my husband, you know, with all the sadness on a Saturday night, on a Friday night, and you're thinking about him, you're missing him. Then I said to myself, you know what? I need to do something that's going to keep me busy over the weekends. Then I said, you know what? Maybe I should start this MCing thing after all. Because it happens on Friday night, Saturday night, I do weddings and stuff. So I was like, maybe I should start this thing.
Yeah.
So I started. Then my friend told me, open up an Instagram page. So I opened up an Instagram page. And then I was like, so what will I call myself? MC Adeline? Then I was like, no, it doesn't sound. Then I was like, okay. So because my nickname at home is Lena,
yeah.
So I'll call myself MC Lena.
Yeah.
So they were like, yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
So I opened up the page, MC Lena.
Mm.
And then I started getting followers.
Mm.
So the other wedding that I did was for one of my distant relatives. We lived together in Botswana.
Yeah.
So I did his wedding, you know. And until this day, I remember even what I wore.
Mm.
And then I did that wedding. And then I posted it on my page. And then one event led to another.
Oh, man.
You know? And you know, eventually I became a game changer because at that time, they were female MCs, but you know, the way they were doing things was, they were doing it things the old way. They were very old fashioned. Then came this MC Lena from nowhere. And then she speaks English, proper English, you know. So I started branding myself, you know, because I needed to brand myself now. Because remember, because I was also still working, you know.
Yes.
So I'm a corporate. But I'm also hosting events.
Yeah.
So I had to make it very, 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 very corporate, very, very classy and not your typical local MC, you know, as they were doing it here in Tanzania. So, you know, I branded my page and then I called myself the MC who speaks English fluently.
Oh, you're spicy, aren't you?
Exactly. So, like, even now, like everybody who sees me, like today I went to a funeral and somebody walked up to me and said to me, I'm so happy to see you like in real life. Oh my goodness. And then the person was like, you speak such perfect English.
Yeah.
You speak so well.
That's and I was like, how you know, the branding worked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, even my bosses, like my CEO and everybody, they call me the MC who speaks English fluently, you know. So now everybody loves that. So even when people come from outside the country, like anybody who's looking for an MC, they'll be like, hey, find MC Lena. You know, she speaks English fluently. You see what I mean? So, you know, one event led to another. And today you have MC Lena. By the way, I won another award this year.
Oh, come on.
And I've been nominated for two awards this November. We'll start the voting very soon, around I think the 11th or something of this month, sometime next week. I've been nominated for a local award and for an international award, Consumer Choice Awards Africa. Yeah, so we keep them coming, girl.
Yeah. Tell me, you mentioned something very spicy. I can see you're a very spicy girl. You're a spice girl.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the old way? What is the old way of emceeing that you were seeing the other girlies doing that you thought,
okay,
not going to be me, not going to be my signature?
Okay, so first of all, the way they dress, okay? So what I did, you know, I said to myself, okay, I'm going to be hosting events the way I would want someone to host my wedding or my event. So how would I want my MC to be like? You see, I want an MC who, when they walk into the hall, everybody is like, wow, that's the MC. Do you see what I mean? Because, like, today I'm hosting celebrities' weddings, celebrities in Tanzania. You know what I mean? So, you know, so obviously there's something that they saw in me. Yeah. That's why they've been able to pick me, because there's so many MCs. So, like even today I was just chatting with someone right now about the fascinators that I wear. You know, I wear, like, fascinators that fascinate you. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, proper fascinators, you know, the hats. You know, so I come in very stylish, you know, That's like my signature. And like currently, everybody's talking about how I dress. You know, the thing is, when there's an event, okay, I look at the event. I look at how many people are coming to that event. I look at the venue. And then I know this event, there are people who are coming here. I'm going to get like 10 other top-notch events, you know. So I know there'll be CEOs here. I know there'll be like, you know, parents whose kids are about to get married who will see me and they will know that this is a classy person. So I will invest in what I wear. So I'm not going to just pick any dress from the wardrobe. No, I will go to a proper designer and I will spend a lot of money to get the dress because, you know, that event may not pay me in terms of what I've spent. But I'm there to get more business. So do you get my point? So for me, that's my strategy. When I'm going to an event, I am going there about the next event. Exactly. So for me, it's not about the money I make today. No, it's not. You see, I can spend so much money on a dress, all right? And if someone looks at my expenses, they'll be like,
Are you crazy?
How come you're spending so much money?
Yes, exactly.
But you see, the thing is, and the dress that I'll buy today and I'll wear to this event, right? I will come and repeat that dress in another event, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the line. No one will remember.
Yeah, that's a different audience.
But it's a different audience. But also the way I will wear it, they will not even like just recently, there's a dress that I wore to one send off. It was a very big event. We had guests from Kenya and I looked really nice. But I had worn this dress in like I wore it in August, right? And then I wore it in July. Mm-hmm. I wore it in July. Mm-hmm. And then in October, I wore the same dress, right? But people have complimented me as if I've never worn that dress before.
Yes.
Like as though they've seen it for the first time.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And the money I got paid in this second event, I got paid a lot of money for this event.
Yeah.
But remember, I didn't incur any cost. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
So that's what I do. So when people look at me, they're like, but how does she make profit? You see what I mean? So, and then I wear this. And then also, like, there's this lady, she does fascinators in Tanzania, right? So I would wear a fascinator from her and then I tag her. And then I'm like, you know, she does the fascinators. And then people will flock to her for business. And then that makes her want to make free fascinators for
you.
Because you're bringing business for her.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Because everybody looks for me and say to me, like somebody just called me 2 days ago, I'm going to host her son's wedding. Yeah. So she called me. She's like, "And Selena, I need the person who does your fascinators. I need the contact number. Because I need to be looking." She's like, she says to me, "I know you're going to come in a fascinator to my son's wedding. I need to also look good." So I said to her, "I'm happy you've reached out because I want you to look good."
Yeah.
So you see, when she calls the lady, she will tell the lady, "I got your number from MC Lina." So this lady already knows that, you know, MC Lina brings me business. So she always wants to, she's like, now she says to me, "Can you pick a fascinator? I want to make another fascinator for you for free." You know? So for me, that's how I break even. You understand? So a lot of other people, they may not understand. So like when other MCs want to copy, they are like, it's too expensive. I cannot afford a dress like her. And a lot of people write to me, they say to me, "Hey, my dear, you really dress well. And the thing about you, you never repeat clothes. I'm sure your wardrobe is full." You see?
And you're like, if only they knew.
You know, I have all the colors, the maroons, the purple, the shades of yellow, the shades of pink. So when I'm told, when I ask someone, when I look at an event, I'm like, okay, this event is like this. This one I can repeat. So I'll take a cloth, I'll take something from my wardrobe, pick one of the colors that I've worn before. I will just, you know, mix, you know, accessorize. And then I just, when I come out of there, you think I'm looking new. But only I know I've just repeated another outfit. So, You know, so that's how it works for me. So one thing about me that people know, when you invite MC Lena as your MC, one thing you must know is make sure you dress up. Well. That's one thing people know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be upstaged by your MC.
Absolutely. So they, and in fact, I'll tell you one other thing. Mm. There was a time I lost a bit of business because of that. So some people say to me, some people will comment on my page, and then they'll be like, yo, I really love MC Lena, but I cannot, there's no way I'm going to pick up for my wedding because the next thing I'm there, it's my send off, and the MC looks better than me.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I started dressing down. Mm, and then I started telling people, now I started dressing down because I'm losing business. Mm. And then I started telling people, please make sure when you book me, you tell me how you want me to dress. Mm. If you want me to be all out, let me know. Mm. If you think you want me to just be normal, let me know. Mm. So that's what I've started doing as well. Yeah, so that's my strategy, really.
You know, speaking of fascinators, you know what's fascinating about what you're saying? Or what the response you just gave? It had nothing to do with the technicality of the work. You just spoke to me about how you present, which is so key.
Yes.
Because an MC is basically the person who sets the tone for the event. When everybody sits down and they look on stage, the person who's standing there, just by how they dress, tells them that this is either an event that you need to sit up for and actually pay attention, or you can be laid back. Because, you know, I'm dressed casually. You can be laid back. This is one of those things. So the fact that you get up there with your fascinator on, with your beautiful dresses, already tells people, this is an event to pay attention to. And I absolutely love that because so much pressure falls on the MC. And I want to take this a bit further to say, I know it's not easy work. And I know it's not easy work because I've done it before. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I just want to be a speaker. Give me 45 minutes. Not the whole day. Not the whole day introducing guests and setting the it's hard work.
I know.
And can you tell us, can you tell us what it takes to really be a good MC? And I know this might be a very difficult one for you to answer because this is your thing. You didn't have to sit down and be like, okay, Formula One, or oh, I hear they're speaking like this. It's just in you. It's in your blood, it's in your DNA. But if you just sit back right now and you think about the makings of a great way to speak, a great way to present, what makes a good MC?
Okay, so first of all, what makes a good MC is when you walk into an event, you must have clarity of the event, all right? Mm. So, you know, you need to ask the right questions before the event, yeah? So probably you prepare a questionnaire that you give to your client so that, you know, you have to understand the expectations of your clients. Mm. You have to understand the tone that they want. You have to understand the audience. Mm. You have to understand what is the goal of this event. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you really have to be, you don't just walk into a room and, you know, boom, I'm ready to start speaking because my work is to talk. Mm-hmm. No. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to understand your audience. What kind of age group is this? Yeah. What, you know, the people who are sitting in this room, what profession are they? You know, are they CEOs? Are they youngsters? Are they teenagers? Am I talking to, you know, what kind of people am I talking to? Do you understand? You know, so is it a formal, what kind of tone does my client want? Is it formal? Is it fun? Is it relaxed? Do you see what I mean? So you need to understand all that. And also, how much time do I have as an MC to speak? Do you see what I mean? So it's very, very important that you ask the right questions. You need to structure the hosting, you understand, so that you can be able to master the event. So this is very, very important as an MC. So, and once you understand what your client wants, then you walk into the room ready to perform.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
You walk into the room ready to perform because you already know what this client wants. You already know what tone this person wants. Mm. You already know your audience. Do you see what I mean? Because if you don't know your audience before the event, and then you walk in there and you find the room is full of like for me, I went to an event. It was out of town, and this event was like top notch. Mm. You know, it was attended by CEOs of companies. Mm. All right. And like proper CEOs, like top companies mm-hmm. in Tanzania. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Mm. And for me, the person who gave me this work, you know, she was like, I have so much trust in you. I know you're going to do this, mm. you know, and, you know, it's a lady. And, you know, most of the events, sometimes you find that they're given to men.
Yes.
You know, they're given to men. You understand? So she said to me, I'm a woman and I'm the chairperson of the event. Mm. I'm the chairperson of the event. So I want women to take part in this event. Mm. So you're going to be my MC. I want the vendors to be women. Mm. You see? And I said, thank you very much for this opportunity given to me. And I can assure you that everything will be perfectly done. She said, I have no doubt in you. I know your capacity very well. Mm. So I got there and I knew my audience. These are CEOs. Mm. And they are top CEOs. Eh? So you cannot come there with your English and think you'll speak English and they don't know, you know, what you're saying. These are people who are learned, mm. you know. So I went into that event. My friend, first of all, my appearance was proper.
Of course.
You know. So when they saw me, you know, when I stood there on stage,
yeah,
everybody was like, they all stopped talking to each other. They were looking at me and listening.
Yes.
You see.
And so, you know what else it communicates? Yeah. You know what else it communicates when you show up looking like that? That I take mm-hmm. your event seriously. You're not the only one that's invested in this.
Exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. You're very right. Mm. So when I stood on stage to speak, everybody stopped. And the good thing is most of them already knew me, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started speaking and they were like, okay. And you could see their faces literally talking to me, you know, beaming. You know what I mean? Mm. By the time I was done with that event, you know, the chair lady, she came and she hugged me and she carried me up, you know? She was like, my director is so proud. He was like, we've had these events, two of these events before, but today's event was different.
Oh man!
You see, so she was like, wow. You know what I mean? That day I went to bed and I slept because when I was coming, I was like, God, please help me.
Yeah.
This event is gonna give me a lot of work.
Yeah.
When I went to bed that night, I was like, God, you are so faithful.
Yes.
I was so happy. Mm. You see? So, and all that was why? Because I knew my audience. Mm. I knew who I was going to talk to. I knew their agenda. Mm. Do you see what I mean? Mm. This was an event where the president was coming to address them as well. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, I knew who was there. Mm. You see what I mean? So I prepared accordingly. And also, there's no such thing as over-preparation. Mm. Don't ever cheat yourself. Mm. Don't ever cheat yourself. You see? Prepare, prepare, and prepare again. Mm. There's no such thing as over-preparation. Mm. That thing does not exist in me. Mm. Trust me. You see? And I never take it lightly to say to myself, I've been doing this for over 10 years. Come on, this is piece of cake.
Yes.
I never take it lightly. Mm. I never take it lightly. Mm. I always prepare, and sometimes I'm in the car, and I say to myself, okay, how will I start off? Mm. I start talking to myself. Mm. I record myself, and I say, this is how I'm going to start. This is how I'm going to catch their attention. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to speak. You see what I mean? Mm. So I prepare different versions. And then I listen to my different versions. Mm. And even when I'm driving, sometimes you can see me, I'm just talking to myself in the car. But meanwhile, I'm talking to this crowd.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? So that's what I do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Most preferred MC, female MC, 3 years running and 3 new awards pending. What do these titles really mean to you? When the crowd is gone and the music stops, what do you make of them?
So for me, first thing is, you know, there's nothing as good as, even today I posted on my Instagram page. Mm-hmm. If you see my Instagram, yeah. I posted today and you'll see there's an appreciation note that somebody sent to me. I presented something and the person said, wow, it's my first time I've heard you presenting. And they prepared like a very nice card and sent it to me on email. And they said to me, you know, I love the way you presented. I love the way, you know, they really wrote a very nice appreciation. Mm-hmm. So for me, and today I posted that, funny enough, I posted that on Instagram today. Mm-hmm. And what I was saying was, you know, things like these, they really give me satisfaction. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, just for people to appreciate, for people to hear you and appreciate what you've done, mm-hmm. you know, or what you're doing. You know, for me, it's not about the money. It's about people accepting you and people enjoying what you do and, you know, appreciating and complimenting you for what you do. Like even today, somebody just walked up to me and just complimented me. Yesterday, somebody walked up to me and complimented, somebody who doesn't know me, you know, I was just walking somewhere and somebody came up to me and the person said, I'm Selena. And I was like, yes. And they were like, wow, I'm so happy, you know, and just appreciating me. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. That means that I do more than just my job of standing there and talking to people. You see what I mean? So for me, that touches me as well. That for me is a fulfillment. You see what I mean? That for me is a motivation. You see what I mean? So for me, that's very, very important. You know, that acceptance by the people for me is very, very important. Yeah.
I was watching Miss South Africa about 2 weeks ago. And yeah, Miss South Africa, the beauty pageant, right? And there's a lady who used to do that event year in, year out, Bonang Matheba. And new people have come onto the stage because, I mean, you know, people get fatigued, even though every year they like bring her back. But it's just in good faith to keep good presenters in rotation. And this year they had two fresh talents who did well in their own respects, really well. But people were still like, no, we want her. We want her. And the critique that people gave is that, why does every young woman suddenly want to sound like her, be boisterous like her? And all of that.
Yeah.
And do you find, and the reason I'm asking this particularly is because I went through your Instagram, right? And I see you and you are a natural head girl. You're doing your thing and there's no weaves, there's no this and that. And the danger in having a public facing career like this is you want to look a certain way. You want to follow a certain mold or a certain way of what people say beauty is. And so do you ever get tempted to either conform to what looks good when it literally our own natural states looks impeccable? We look so good. The Miss South Africa that was crowned, bald head. And she is gorgeous, stunning. So do you ever fall into the trap or find yourself having to catch yourself before you make the mistake of wanting to look a certain way or sound like somebody else? Or have you graduated from that? Because, I mean, most preferred MC, if they prefer me, why would I want to show up as anybody else?
Absolutely. So the thing is, okay, I say this with humility, all right?
Yeah.
First of all, people, I would say, I say this with humility and I like to say this again. Mm. A lot of people want to be like me. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And for me, it's a good thing, but I really wish they could be original because they can only be one original MC Lena. You understand? Mm. So if you try and copy me, you will not be original. You will be my copy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people who appreciate, I know not everybody will appreciate what I do. Probably some people don't appreciate, but people who appreciate what I do, they appreciate the originality in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've had instances where people would say to me, somebody would send me something in my DM and they'd say to me, this person is copying you so much. Like this person is like, this person wants to be you. And in some cases you find it's somebody who was in the game way before me, much older than me, but they want to copy what I'm doing. And because the person is also much older, because you know, these things, they go with age also. Okay. So There are things for me, if I see a 20-year-old doing, I cannot copy and do, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So for me, when I see them copying, sometimes what I do, it looks like a joke because at their age, they shouldn't be doing that. You see what I mean? That's one. But two, for me, I like being me. I like being very original, and people know me that way. And today, if I was to even try and change, people would be like, Ireland, this is not you. Because people know that I don't do things to impress anybody. I'm the kind of person who, if I don't like something you've done, I tell it to you right there and then. I will not wait for tomorrow and all that. No, I don't do that. So what you see is what you get, right? So for me, I like my bald head, which by the way, I cut my hair in 2014 when I separated from my husband. Mm-hmm. And I've never wanted to grow my hair again. Mm-hmm. Never. Mm-hmm. All right? I used to have only one wig to my name. Mm-hmm. And my mom would always want me to wear a wig. And there are times like I'm going for an event. My mom would be like, please don't go to that event with your hair. Please wear a wig. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, mom, I'll think about it. I can't promise you. So eventually now I don't wear wigs at all, at all. I don't even have a wig right now to save my life. Like right now, I don't have a wig. Okay. So I don't even do my nails. Like I don't put any like fake nails. I'm sorry. I've called them fake nails. I don't put nail polish anymore on my nails. I don't put nail polish at all. But when I'm going for an event, I'll put on makeup.
Yeah.
I'll put on my lipstick. I'll do my hair very nicely. Just brush my hair nicely.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm done. I don't even put wave on my hair. It's my natural hair.
Mm.
Okay. So I think I've passed the stage whereby now, you know, that stage of copying people or looking at someone and wishing to be like them. I think I've passed that stage, if I can be honest.
Mm.
So I can't wish to have Brazilian hair, I cannot, if I can be honest. I don't wish to have acrylic nails. I cannot wish for that.
Yeah.
Because I think I've done that already. I've done that, worn the t-shirt. So
yeah.
I don't need to do it again. I'm past that stage. And it's important for everyone to pass through that. So that when you finish, you finish. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't wish for any of that,
yeah,
if I can be honest. And, you know, I even sometimes get offers. People like give me offers. Please come. I want
so
you to come. Because they want me to market. They want me to. They want me to market
of
their
course.
Places, you know?
Of course.
So someone will be like, I'm giving you an offer, like for makeup and for like, you can come do your nails and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I wish I had time. But also, you know, I don't do nails. I don't do this.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Mm.
So that's who I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
MC Lena, let me tell you, a friend of mine called me in October and said, Mbumi, I'm getting married. I was like, yay, girl, I'm so excited.
Well,
and I was very excited, right? And then she says to me, I want you to be the MC at my wedding. And all the excitement left me. Because
why?
What do you mean? A wedding?
What do you...
That is a different ball game. It's different
Why?
To hosting corporate events. It's different to being behind the mic.
No.
Exactly. Well, I'm telling the right person.
No.
Tell me how to do this. Because a wedding, I've seen videos of people emceeing weddings. And perhaps, you know, sometimes I'm just like, no, you're not doing this great. But I don't even know what great looks like. So please coach me in just 2 minutes.
Listen, you will do it your way.
Mm.
First of all, you need to have a program.
Mm.
And you know what you need to do? Just run the program, literally.
Mm.
That's it. Just run the program. Like, the bride and the groom are coming in. I'd like to introduce to you, for the very first time, Mr. and Mrs. Kumalo. You know? Yeah. Can we cheer for them, everybody?
Yeah, it's a celebration. Mm.
You know, can we all dance? Come to the dance floor, guys, it's celebration.
Yeah.
You know, they come in, you see people dance and stuff, you know. And then after that, you know, it's time for the prayers. You know, then you pray, you finish. It's time for the introductions. Let's do the introductions. you know, like that. And then it's time to cut the cake. And then they cut the cake. And then you tell them to feed each other, you know, like that. And then it's time for the first dance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first dance. Mr. and Mrs. Kumalo, give it up for them, you know. They come to the middle. And then after a few minutes, you invite couples. Can I invite other couples if you're here with your partner, you're here with your wife or your husband? Please come and join them on the dance floor. Like that, you know. You just run the program, literally.
Yeah, you know what I loved that she said earlier is you run the event the way you would want your event to be run.
Yes,
and I
exactly.
think that already just changes your mindset around what something should be. Because if you want the best for yourself, that is exactly what you're going to give to somebody else. Unless then, you know,
Absolutely.
You lack personality, then sad story.
Indeed. You see what I mean? And, you know,
yeah.
for me, my target is people should dance. So it's not about me talking, but it's about, and for me, you see, my target, This is how I introduce myself. I'm Selena, the MC who speaks English fluently, and also Selena is all about dancing.
Ah,
you see, so people want to dance in an event. Yeah, so when you give them the music for them to dance, they'll be like, and people when they sit in their meetings, they'll be like, guys, we want MC Selena. We will dance. You see. Everybody knows. So the other MCs, the mistake that other MCs make, the old-fashioned MCs, they speak too much. They'll be starting to talk about the groom. Hey, this groom. Hey, these people. Then they want to interview the couple. Where did you guys meet? You know, some people are uncomfortable about those such questions. Where did you guys meet? Can you tell us? So you met. So you did. Wait, maybe. Maybe these people met on Instagram, on Facebook, on DM, you know. Maybe the lady is the one who approached the man and they don't want people to know, you know. Maybe, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe she took her best friend's man, you know, and you're busy wanting to ask her, you know what I mean?
Scandalous.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to ask those questions. Or you find the MC talking about themselves. Yeah, so I'm MC Lena, as you can see. I'm the best MC, as you can see. You know, this event, it's the best. I'm going to make it the best event, you know. They've chosen the best MC for themselves. Is the event about me?
No.
You know, as you can see, my outfit is very nice. The person who designed it is called Shantae, you know. I mean, really. Is it your wedding?
You know what? As you're saying that, I know I'm laughing, but I know that maybe once or twice I've made that mistake before. And when I reviewed and I thought about it, I was just like, oh man, why did you do that? So I'm glad that you've highlighted that. And for everybody who wants to be an MC, it's not about you. You are basically the custodian of the event. It's not about you.
Exactly.
And the last question I want to ask you as we wrap this up is...
Remember, when people have given you an event, right? You know, everyone wants to shine, okay? I want to shine in my event. You want to shine in your event. So I cannot, it's like someone getting engaged at my wedding. You know what I mean? You see what I mean? So I want to shine in my event. Please, let's not share the spotlight. I mean, you can't be doing your first dance there with your husband and then I'm the MC and I'm standing in the middle there and I'm appearing in all the photos. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, how?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I totally get that. I absolutely get that. And like I said, as we wrap up the conversation, I'd love to ask you this one question and I'm very excited to hear what your response will be. What is the gift that your emceeing is to the couple and then to the, maybe not the couple, but to the people who actually asked you to be there if it's not a wedding and to the audience? What do you believe your emceeing or what do you believe the gift that your emceeing is at any event?
Okay, sorry, can you rephrase that again?
Okay, so I know that the work you do is not just being an MC, right? You're there to move people. For
yeah.
you, it's really just imparting a gift to people who are there. So I'm wondering
yes.
what
yes.
that gift is. When somebody goes home, if they were an audience who mm-hmm. was really mesmerized,
yeah.
what is the thing they get to take home because you stood on that stage? And if it's a couple or if it's an organization that trusted you at the stage, what is the gift that they get to celebrate in after the event is done?
Okay, so the first thing is, for me, I always want, after an event, for my client, I don't want to stress my client in any way. So I give my client what they want. So even during the event, if my client is talking to me and saying to me, you know, Can we, maybe my client is stressed. You know, sometimes the program doesn't go as scheduled, right? So they're looking at me because, remember, I'm the one who is running the event. So when they
yeah.
present to me a problem, my work is not to make the problem bigger or to make them panic. You see, my work is to calm them down. Like, there are times, I'll give you a scenario which will make you understand me much better. There are times an event is supposed to start at 6,
yeah.
right? And then the bride is late because maybe the designer delayed the dress. So the event is supposed to start at 6, but the bride will walk into the hall at 9. Okay? So what do I do in between so that the people do not get tired? So I make sure that the people are engaged. There's lots of dancing. There's a lot of engagement that's going on so that they do not feel tired. That is one. Two, When the bride gets to the venue, I make sure that I calm them down so that they do not feel like they've delayed the whole event. Because remember, it wasn't their fault in the beginning. Do you understand? So I make sure that I calm them down and let them know, look, everything is okay. Even the guests are happy. Everybody is fine. We are just waiting for you. And I tell them, and by the way, you look drop dead gorgeous. If you did not come like this, I was going to be so mad at you, but look at you. Look at how you're looking. Like, it was worth the wait. Do you see what I mean? So the client begins to feel good and they do not feel like they've messed up the program. So when the person comes in, then what I do, I run the program to make sure that, first of all, we finish on time. So the guests will leave there very happy, but also to make sure that they were engaged. If it was dancing, they danced enough. You see what I mean? So by the time they leave, for me, the things that I look at in an event, what time do people eat? They must eat on time. This thing of feeding people, because in Tanzania, one of the things that people complain a lot is people eat late in events. People eat at 11 or even midnight. You see? So those are the things that I capitalize on. So I always make sure in my event, by 8, if not 9 o'clock, people are eating. You see? That's what I always make sure. People are eating. So that is one of the things. That is where also I'm scoring a lot of points. Because a lot of other MCs do not look at that. You know, people are going health. They are very health conscious currently. So for people to eat on time, to be happy, to be entertained in an event, but also to leave on time. For the event to finish on time. Like, if you notice my events, if you scroll through my page, you will notice that I record the time that I finish. And I usually write, I'm Selena is always on time. That's one thing I always write. I'll always write, I'm always on time. You see, we finish the event on time. Why? Because most events in Tanzania will finish at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., you see?
People are fatigued.
But I... Yes. So me, I finish around 10. I finish at 11, 11:30. You see? For an event that's supposed to finish at midnight. For me, by 11 I'm done. Sometimes by 10 I'm done.
People
will just be
dancing.
Yes. Yes. And then you actually hear them. They'll come to me and say, can I have your card? I love the way you host the event. I like the way everything went timely. You see? So what I always strive to do is to start on time, because You disappoint people who came on time.
Yes.
Because you're just sitting there waiting for latecomers.
Yes.
So whenever I do, I always tell the people who are involved in the event, my client, we need to start on time. Let's not disappoint those who came on time. You see, so I always put that pressure. And when we start on time, everybody is happy. Because even those who come late, they come late, but they eat on time and they leave on time. You see? So for me, those are the things that I always look at, because that is what satisfies people in the event. You see, keeping them entertained, but making sure that everything goes timely. Because time is what people usually complain about. You see?
And that's why she is the most preferred female MC 3 years running. MC Lena, everybody.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for this chance. You are such a wonderful guest. And all the best with those other awards. I hope you bag them.
Yeah.
And I pray that more opportunities find you, more glamorous weddings, more corporate events. I just wish success upon you and your career.
Amen. I receive. Thank you so much. And thank you for inviting me. It's always a joy to be on your station.
Yeah.
I feel so blessed. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And God bless you.
You too. Cheers, MC Lena.
All right. Cheers. Good night.
And with that, I am Nompumelelo Mbonani, and I hope you have just made sense of your business. Fresh mercies tomorrow. Ciao for now.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.